wish it was easy going back to those good vibrations.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Same old thing that makes the tomcat fight all night. Why do all these men try to run these big leg women down? Why do all these men try to run these big leg women down? Must be the same old thing. It's a fool dog of a hound. Why that same thing? Why that same thing? Tell me who's to blame? The whole world fighting about the same thing.
Well, now I get late over in the evening, I feel like blowing my horn. When I woke up this morning, all I had was gone. Now I get late over in the evening, man, now I feel like blowing my horn. Up this morning, all I had was gone. Well, books went to the ocean running into the sea. But don't find my baby, somebody gone, sure bury me. Books went to the ocean, man, that ocean went to the sea. Well, now, I don't find my baby, child. Somebody sure gonna bury me. Baby, will stop her whole evil way. May it seem like hours and hours seem like days. Well, now, seems like my baby child, well, child, will stop her load our way.
That is the legendary Muddy Waters with I Feel Like I'm Going Home from the album Voodoo Blues, released in, get this, 1948. Can you believe that recording is from that long ago? Born at McKinley Morgan Field in Mississippi, he was a seminal figure in the post-war Chicago blues scene. Another wonderful influence on everybody's taste in music, and also a big part of the Chicago blues scene, Willie Dixon with The Same Thing just before that, from I Am the Blues. Now, cool story. I actually saw Morgan Field's credit card at Buddy Guy's place, his bar in Chicago. He's got a little thing on the wall with all the Muddy stuff, and that's how I found out his name was McKinley Morgan Field. His credit card is on the wall. Now for a wonderful band that I got to meet at the NAMMYs a few years ago when they were in New York State, the Johnnies, Midnight Parade. Check this song out. It's wonderful. Right here on the jukebox, it's the Johnnies.
Guess we've always been a handful. Speaking our minds, gonna stand our ground, and we was born to boogie. With the music thumping way up loud, we flew down from Venus. Star children on the city streets, let's keep on dancing. Motion of the ocean fuels the beat.
Julian Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly on many of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations all over Turtle Island.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Hey, little mama, when I'm gonna work, will you work for me? You like your things and I like you, so this you think it works. Forever is a long time, but not long enough. Cause I need more of you, you'll get the most of me. All of my wear and tear, just meet me at the cedar tree. Hey, little mama, when I'm gonna work, will you wait for me? You like your things and I like you, so this you think it works. There's no way they can script this. You was made for me. And I need more of you. You'll get the most of me. All of my wear and tear, just meet me at the cedar tree. Meet me at the cedar tree. Just meet me at the cedar tree. Meet me at the cedar tree. Just meet me at the cedar tree.
That was music from the Baptiste, Wear and Tear. It just came out this past summer, and the Baptiste is a musical project from Joseph LaPlante. He's known for blending spiritual themes with diverse musical styles, and I really dig that song. I hope you dug it, too. Also coming up on the show, MF Doom, something from 1999 featuring Pebbles the Invisible Girl. It is one of the prominent tracks from their debut solo album, Operation, released in October, like I said, 1999. MF Doom's unique persona was inspired by, guess it, yeah, Dr. Doom from the Marvel Comics. And we also got City Natives. We haven't played them on the show for a while, but this is awesome stuff. They are an 18 times award-winning hip-hop group from the East Coast of Canada, known for their incredible indie alternative hip-hop sound. They blend indigenous culture and heritage, along with, of course, modern vibes. We're going to play a song called Victorious by them. Misha and the Warabinda Singers are on the show as well. This is a song performed by Misha that was released in 2020 and was released under the Australian Broadcasting Corporation, ABC. They've been really kind to a lot of Canadian artists out there, including myself, so we're going to play something from The Land Down Under. Monophonics, this is a great song called Chances from the album It's Only Us. And the album was released in 2020 during the pandemic. They are a soul funk band from Northern California, blending 60s, 70s soul with heavy funk and psychedelia. They were formed in 2005, and here they are on the show with Chances.
We'll be right back.
Music for the Human Race. From Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
You'll never lose it. We breaking down the movement with the music we producing. And that's my homie Beats on the instrumental. Res Life Residential. My weapon is my pencil, but I treat it like a pistol. You ain't into what I'm into. Ain't been through what I've been through. So
this time I'ma keep it simple. All the drama that I dealt with, man, don't never let it get you. Cause at your darkest times, reality can hit you. So official and I never felt better. Music never dies, city natives here forever.
Check.
I like to take men to the end for $2 million. Doo-doo-doo-doo-doo, that's the audio daily double. Rappers need to fall off just to save me the trouble. Yo, watch your own back, came in and go out alone black. Stay in the zone, turn H2O to cognac. On doomsday, ever since the womb till I'm back where my brother went, that's what my tumor say. Right above my government, Dumoulin. Either unmarked or engraved, hey, who's to say? I wrote this one in BCDCO section. If you don't believe me, go get bagged and check.
Involvement with music can contribute to a child's intellectual growth.
I can unequivocally assert the validity of that statement.
Ask the trusted experts at Long & McQuaid Musical Instruments about their full line of guitars, strings, brass, woodwinds, drums, and keyboards. Our music lesson centers offer lessons in person or online for all levels, ages, and styles.
I actually feel myself getting smarter.
Long & McQuaid, where the music begins.
Go to long-mcquaid.com for details.
This is Bird Note. I'm Joanne Ryan, a nature educator in Trinidad and Tobago. Day and night, I often hear the piercing cackles of southern lapwings right from my home. They are familiar sights in my neighborhood. In a shallow depression on a grassy cricket field are three olive-brown mottled eggs. A southern lapwing mother carefully covers the clutch before leaving to look for food. But this clutch of eggs needs more than just camouflage to evade predators like reptiles on the ground or hawks in the sky. If an unfamiliar creature approaches, the southern lapwing parent, usually the male, sounds his alarm. He then charges towards his opponent, wings open and head low, ready to peck with his sharp beak. If that doesn't work, the lapwing takes flight, where he becomes a feathered fighter jet, swooping at the intruder. And the lapwing has a secret weapon, sharp, red, bony spurs that stick out from the bird's wrists. My heart jumped the first time I had to duck to avoid a lapwing's flying attack. I thought I was a good distance away, but the bird thought otherwise. This is why humans can never get too close to a southern lapwing's nest. These ferocious defenders simply won't have it.
If you're a regular listener of this show or other shows on CJSF, we'd love to hear from you. Tell us about what you like and why you like it, as well as ways we can improve our programming. To leave comments, please email cjsfprog@sfu.ca.